And so about the electric car. Rowan Atkins, a British or Brit comedian, British comedian and engineer, plays Mr. Bean. He wrote a letter, or Britain is supposed to be having problems with him, from what I know, because of the fact that he has issues with the electrical car. And the international world is trying to become, you know, green air and so on and so forth, and minimize the carbon footprint, of which I think, you know. So he says that at a certain point in time and stage, a certain number of people start to revert back to the internal combustion drive cars over the electrical car. So I'm starting to think back on, does anyone really know the original reason why the electric car never really like kind of caught on big? Because these cars, the electric car goes back to like when the Model T came out. I get on YouTube and I see videos where they're showing people are charging their Model T, or they're charging their electric car. And, you know, I'm trying to figure out how the heck did that happen. But from what I know, when I was a kid, we used to have a reader, and, you know, they would ask us questions about this. The electrical car that I knew about from school, what it was is that they basically did kind of look like the car now when I was a kid. And then the car couldn't run except for in like a dry environment like Salt Lake City, where it didn't rain at all. So if the water got into the hood, that's it. The car couldn't run anymore. But I don't know about back in the 30s or whatever. So I'll have to find that out. That's probably exactly what kept happening. If it rained and the bonnet wasn't tight enough. This is the JC Homelander. I just thought I'd share some of my thoughts on that. That's all.